Hey, you want that to go?
I'm Lynn Scherer, and today for Celeste Headlee, and the Obama administration today will propose a broad package of initiatives that would help several million strained homeowners refinance with new government-backed mortgages with lower payments. The move is meant to help fix a foreclosure crisis that is dragging down the economy and putting millions of people at risk of losing their homes. The plan also features special provisions for unemployed Americans. It could temporarily cut their monthly mortgage payments or suspend them altogether. We are joined now for more on this story by Louise Story. She is Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. She has been all over this issue. Hi, Louise.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what do we know about this new plan? Is this another bailout plan?
Well, there's three parts to this, and it certainly is intended to help homeowners. The first part is if you're unemployed, there's going to be some kind of break where you don't have to pay the mortgage bill for a few months or it's reduced. The second part is for people who are getting modifications, people who are in trouble with their mortgages, there will be an earned forgiveness of part of your loan. We talked about this on the show yesterday, where basically your principal gets forgiven over time if you stay current. But the third part is what is most interesting, because the third part is for people who aren't necessarily in trouble. You know, so far everything we've seen has been to help people who are falling behind in their mortgage payments. And I've been hearing a lot from readers and people out there about, well, you're helping my neighbor who is behind, but what about me? So the third part is for all the rest of the people out there. And what this is if your house is underwater, this part allows you to refinance into an FHA loan, that's a government-backed loan, that will forgive most of that underwater portion. So that's something, even for people who are current on their mortgage, they can benefit from.
Wow.
Louise Story, what the lenders, the investors, are basically being asked to swallow the difference, is that right?
That's right, but there's an upside for them. So the investors, if they let these people write down the balance of their loan to get rid of that underwater part where the mortgage is worth more than the house now because your property value's fallen, the investors will take that loss. But when this becomes an FHA-backed loan, there is no future risk for the investors if you default, if you don't pay. And so this will provide to a lot of investors out there an assurance that they're going to get this amount because it's backed by the government. And by the way, it definitely increases the size of the market that the government's backing.
What kind of a risk, what does it do to the rest of us out there who are paying the taxes on all this? Is this going to be another hit?
Well, you know, it just depends if you think that a lot of these loans that will now be backed by the FHA will in fact default, because we'll bear the risk of that as taxpayers. But, you know, we're not just taxpayers. A lot of us are homeowners, and something this broad may help ensure that the market doesn't spiral further. This is coming right at the moment that the Federal Reserve is stopping something they've been doing. They've been buying a lot of mortgage bonds in the market, and people have been afraid that as they stop that at the end of March, we'll have a spiral. So this will be a totally different approach, but it may have the effect of continuing to help the market not fall as quickly.
And Louise, what about the people who have consistently paid off their mortgages? Is this fair to them that others are getting a helping hand and everybody else is being forced to, or not being forced to, but everybody else is just going about their business?
That's the key to this proposal. That's what's new here. People who have consistently paid their mortgages can benefit in this program. We have never had a program like this before that's not just helping the troubled people. It's a social safety net for anyone whose home is underwater. So if you've paid your mortgage, but your house has just lost a ton of value, this program is for you too. You can refinance into an FHA loan that will forgive some of the part that's underwater. And so I think the Obama administration is intensely aware about the feeling that it's unfair to bail out just the homeowners who are in trouble, and this program seems to try to address that.
And a little other good news. I mean, did you hear, Louise, that we're all going to be living to 100? I mean, a 30-year mortgage, suddenly that's an eye blink.
Yeah, but
well, I mean, that's the question. You know, how far should the government go? But what the government seems to be trying to do is coming up with something that's broader and across the board, because what we've seen so far is banks kind of doing it piecemeal, and it's left a lot of people feeling like it's unfair that your neighbor gets something different than you do.
Okay, 11 million households. Louise Story from the New York Times. Stay with us. We are coming right back to talk to you some more. Thanks.
Well, Louise, yeah.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.